This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7.06 a.m. on Tuesday, the 24th of November. You're listening to The Morning Run with Wong Xiaoning, Lin Mak and Audrey Raj. In about 15 minutes, we'll be speaking with James Chin of the University of Tasmania on whether the Prime Minister can get Budget 2021 passed. But before that, let's look at the markets.
Yeah, it's a really nice green day around the whole wide world because there isn't a single market in the red. The Dow Jones closed at 1.1%. S&P 500 closed up just under 0.6%. NASDAQ was up 0.2%. Meanwhile, in Asia, the Nikkei was actually closed for a holiday, while Hang Seng was up 0.1%. Kospi surged 1.9%. Shanghai was up 1.1%. Singapore was up 1.3%. And we were up 0.2%.
Right. And for analysis on global markets, we have on the line right now Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist, U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management. Joe, President-elect Joe Biden looks set to nominate Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary. Now, markets reacted positively to this news, but what do you think she will focus on, and will there be a significant change to economic policy?
Well, I mean, Chair Yellen is very well known on Wall Street, various distinguished economists and Fed chair. So, I mean, you know, everyone is applauding this. And, you know, she's already said, and she said before that she, you know, don't rely just on the central bank, Chairman Powell, you know, fix the economy. So she's going to be an advocate for more fiscal spending, to get more spending out there sooner rather than later. So that's the biggest policy backdrop. But she brings very steady hand, globalist. So it's very good news for the markets, for the banking sector, and just, you know, U.S. households across the board.
And Joe, we know that she's very focused on unemployment, but yet now in charge of the fiscal stimulus, what do you think she will focus on then? Will it be, infrastructure spending? I'm not really sure what measures she will actually roll out.
Yeah, no, that's a good question because, I mean, really, she'll take the direction from President-elect Biden. And he'll be looking at, you know, more liberalization of immigration, more multilateralism with trade. The infrastructure spending will be more about, you know, electrical vehicles, solar, wind, 5G. So I think she will become a very strong and powerful advocate for the President-elect Biden's administration and his agenda. And I think that's very important. She has a lot of credibility. She knows what she's talking about. She works both sides of the aisle very well. So she'll be a proponent for growth and for the Biden's agenda.
Right. Joe, we're hearing a lot of vaccine news recently, and with vaccines set to be released in December in the U.S., are there grounds to jump on the buy everything bandwagon now, or would you recommend proceeding with caution?
It's that V-shaped recovery, right? Not V, but, you know, vaccine recovery. You know, you have to look. I mean, if you're sitting here today in the United States, you're kind of depressed about the numbers. COVID numbers are going up, hospitalization, the deaths. But when you get into, like, say, early February, you've got a new administration, you know, and we think that's going to happen. That's kind of like the consensus. You got a new fiscal package coming down the pipeline. You've got a vaccination. So this is grounds for optimism. CEOs are feeling better. They're looking to hire more next year, more mergers and acquisitions. Earnings will be up year over year. So not that you go indiscriminately into the markets, but I would be buying cyclicals here. And I would also, it's early, but like when you look at travel and tourism and airlines, they've been crushed. And it's going to take some time for them to come back. But there's good reasons to put some money to work in equities right now, really, and focus on the cyclicals, the industrials, the banks. Now, technology we still like, but they've had a nice run. They'll cool off, and when they pull back, you buy them.
And what do you think of Wednesday's FOMC minutes will say about the Fed's current stance on rates? I mean, have they reached the limits of monetary policy to influence markets?
No, I mean, the Fed can, you know, the Fed is very important. I think the Fed will signal two things. They're there for the credit markets should there be any year-end disruptions or liquidity events. And then number two, I think the Fed will just continue to pound that drum that we need the fiscal support as well. And we've had it thus far during the pandemic. And that's going to be Jay Powell's messaging, that, you know, we need to use both barrels of the gun. You know, we need fiscal and we need monetary stimulus. So Jay Powell's not out of ammunition, but he needs help on the fiscal side of the equation.
Right. And just one last one, Joe. You know, there are reports that Trump intends to block Chinese aerospace firms with military links from accessing American goods and technology. And this follows on plans to remove Chinese companies from the U.S. stock exchanges. Are these moves wise when the U.S. economy is still in recovery mode? Or will Biden reverse these initiatives when he takes office?
I mean, that's a good question. I don't have a good answer for that. What President Trump plans to do between now and, you know, the end of his, if President Biden, takes office, then, that things change. China is looking, beyond, President Trump's administration, looking forward to working with the Biden administration. And that's going to be hard to tell, what does that mean in terms of the tariffs? What do they do next? So the key question, which I don't know the answer to, is how much can President Trump put in place now that President-elect Biden can take off later? No one really knows that. Mm-hmm. So, I think at the end of the day, for investors to realize, whether it's China, Europe, Japan, really across the world, America is willing, and they're going to be back at the table being more multilateral, being more working with allies, trying to work with our, foes. So, and it's a good tone for the markets because, America first, there's a lot of things I agree with that from President Trump. But at the same time, the world needs the U.S. to be engaged. So the U.S. is ready to re-engage. That's a positive for equities.
Right. Thanks for that, Joe. That was Joe Quinlan, Chief Market Strategist at U.S. Trust Bank of America Private Wealth Management.
Interesting stuff, right? Joe is pretty keen on this rotational move into cyclicals, financials, looking at technology. He's clearly looking towards 2021. 2020 is like pretty much done and dusted. I think he was also very positive on Janet Yellen's appointment, saying that she's, well-known on Wall Street, likely to be liked by everybody. And for once, maybe someone that really is going to push fiscal policy very aggressively and spearheading Joe Biden's initiatives, especially, I think, in things like green energy, 5G. What were your other key takeaways, Lynn?
I was just amused at his new definition for the V-shaped recovery, right? So a vaccine-driven, vaccine's the V there. And we have had some other vaccine news as well, in addition to the stuff that's been coming out of Pfizer and Moderna over the past 2 weeks or so, because a COVID-19 vaccine developed by the University of Oxford and AstraZeneca has prevented a majority of people from getting the disease in a large trial. So this is another promising development in this quest to find a vaccine to end the pandemic. And the rollout could begin as early as next month. Now, based on early analysis of the data, the vaccine stopped an average of 70% of participants from falling ill. But the effectiveness rose to 90% when using half a dose followed by a full one later. So this is close to the bar set by Pfizer and Moderna, which both saw efficacy rates of about 95%.
Yeah, I think this is going to be very interesting news. But what I do notice is that every time vaccine news comes out, the reaction to markets become a little bit more muted because it's kind of like, oh, it's a well-known, it's a known thing, right? We're likely to get a vaccine. But if I look at the share price, because I want to bring it back home, right? And we look at it on a year-to-date basis, all these pharmaceutical stocks have done really well. Moderna is, of course, the champion. They are actually up 416% on a year-to-date basis. Pfizer also not half as good. Actually, it's negative 1.67%. And AstraZeneca is up 5.55% on a year-to-date basis. And this is in comparison to S&P 500, which is actually up 10%. So it's kind of strange. I would have actually expected the pharmaceutical stocks to outperform the broader market, but that's not the case. It varies from pharma to pharma, with Moderna being the real champion. But I think today's news on Astra's vaccine is a little bit of good news because although the efficacy seems to be lower at 70%, I think the storage requirements are much less onerous. It doesn't require such high levels of refrigeration, deep freeze, not like minus 18 degrees, much lower. You can probably just chuck it in the fridge. And of course, the other good news, it's much cheaper.
Yes, of course. That's the big one.
Yeah, and I think that makes a difference, especially if you're a developing country, right? Because you might not have the financial resources to otherwise pay for the vaccine.
Exactly. All right, we are going to take a quick break. But up next, can Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin get Budget 2021 passed? Stay tuned. This is The Morning Run, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.